This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. You can tweet me at the Denton Day. Rob Brown to talk college football in 20 minutes. We got our poll question up on Twitter at the Team 980. Which rookie do you think will have a more productive season for Washington this year, Jalen Lane or Jacory Kroski-Merritt? So go vote on that. The Commanders have their final preseason game on Saturday. It's a 12 noon kickoff at Northwest Stadium, taking on the Baltimore Ravens. And joining us now to look at the Ravens side of that matchup is my guy Cordell Woodland. He covers the Ravens for 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. You can find him on Twitter at Cordell Woodland. Cordell, appreciate the time as always, my friend. Hope you're doing well. Before we get to the game on Saturday, what's the latest with Lamar? I know he had an injury scare this week. How is he?
Yeah, I mean, by all accounts, it seems like he's okay. We talked to John Harbaugh after practice yesterday, and he said that they got an x-ray done and it showed no damage. They held him out of yesterday's practice because he was still a little sore. So we'll see going forward. They still expect him to be fine. I think I didn't expect to see Lamar practice yesterday. But come next week, you get to Monday, and if he's not there, then yeah, I do think the questions will definitely get louder.
What has been the Ravens' biggest overarching storyline of this offseason?
Well, you know, you got the usual one of when are they going to get over the hump? You know, the constant questions surrounded them in the postseason. They have a rookie kicker, Tyler Loop. You know, they move on from Justin Tucker. He's had the off-the-field issues and really on-the-field issues. He was one of the worst kickers in the league last year. Justin Tucker missed games and missed kicks in five games for the Ravens last year. The Ravens lost all five of them. So, you know, he was a big issue for them last year. And, look, you go through his career, he's probably the greatest kicker of all time. So those are going to be big shoes to fill for Tyler Loop, who hasn't had a – you know, preseason game yet where he's made all of his kicks. Now, to his credit, he's missed one in each game, and in each of those games he's responded well with a kick, with a make in his very next kick, and all of those field goals have been longer than his misses. So he's got a strong leg. They like his process. They like his confidence. But that's going to be a huge question mark for this team, considering, you know, they haven't had to worry about the kicker position in a while, and now they've got a rookie out there.
When it comes to the weapons offensively, obviously Lamar is a weapon in himself. Derrick Henry was awesome last year. Unfortunately, we saw some really good wide receiver play from Zay Flowers when the Ravens played the Commanders last year. What are the expectations for him going into 2025?
Yeah, I mean, I think just to continue to build on what he's done in his first two seasons. Last year, he was a 1,000-yard receiver. He doesn't have the touchdown production that maybe you'd like to see, And they get that. The Ravens are just a pick-your-poison type of offense. Like, what one guy doesn't do, the other guy does well. And so with Flowers struggling to get in the end zone as much, Rashad Bateman got in the end zone a ton last year, with, I think, 11 touchdowns for Bateman. And then you combine that with Mark Andrews, who had who led all tight ends. I think Bateman actually had 9 receiving touchdowns, but Mark Andrews led all tight ends and receiving touchdowns last year. So they just have a lot of different guys that can do a lot of different things. Now you add D-Hop to the fold. I don't think you'll have a Ravens receiver lead the league in receiving or anything like that, but Zay is a guy that definitely is very, very tough to guard in one-on-one situations, very tough to keep track of in the scramble drill, which the Ravens do as good as anybody with Lamar Jackson. You give Zay Flowers in space, and he's a nightmare. So I just think he'll continue to be that. He's a really good route runner. He's got quality hands, and he plays stronger than he looks. He's tough to bring down, and he's tough to get to in one-on-one situations.
How has Mike Green looked?
Fantastic. Fantastic, honestly. Both of these rookies have looked good. Both of their top two rookies, Malachi Starks in the first round as safety, has looked really good himself. But Mike Green, man, I mean, every time the Ravens have put the pads on in camp, he has found a way to kind of be the star of the show. And look, this Ravens team, they were second in the league in sacks last year. I think the year before that, they were first in the league in sacks as a team. But their problem has been they don't have a guy. You know, they don't have a guy that you can just say, go get him. You got a game plan for this dude. Adafi Owe had 10 sacks last year for the first time in his career. Van Noy was really good again last year. 2 years ago, just Nnamdi Madubuike was a force in the interior as a pass rusher. But I don't think they have a guy like Mike Green, who is a bona fide pass rusher that could have the capabilities of being like the rookie defensive player of the year this year. I really believe that. So they think the world of him, and his film backs it up in practice and even in these preseason games. So he's a guy that I'm looking for to be one of the stars of this defense right away.
Is he going to play tomorrow?
That's a good question. I mean, he's played in the first two preseason games. Maybe a couple of snaps. It wouldn't surprise me if he's out there for a drive or two, and it wouldn't surprise me if it's strictly on passing down situations. But it wouldn't shock me either if he doesn't play tomorrow. I think he's a guy that they know what he's capable of, and the Ravens have been dealing with some injuries on both sides of the ball here recently, but specifically in that secondary on defense. So, you know, they may want to play it safe and not play him, but I think if you do see him, you won't see him very long.
What are the expectations for this defense? We know 2 years ago they were one of the best we've seen in a long time. Slow start last year, but got better as the year progressed. How do they anticipate that they're going to start defensively this year?
Yeah, I think they'll start much faster than they did last year. You know, last year was a lot of new. Zach Orr taking over as the defensive coordinator, replacing Mike McDonald, who's probably the best defensive coordinator in football. I think, you know, there's a lot of comfortability now on this defense. We talked to Travis Jones, I want to say last week, and I had asked him, you know, not Travis Jones, I'm sorry, Broderick Washington on the defensive line, and this was actually the other day, and I asked him just what's the difference with this defense today compared to this time last year? And his answer was they're playing more as a unit and guys are buying in more. And I think those were two of their issues last year when they were struggling. They didn't play together. Communication was their biggest issue. And guys being in sync and playing on one accord, I mean, they made some personnel changes. They benched Marcus Williams. Ardarius Washington goes in. They benched Trenton Simpson halfway through the year, second-year linebacker who was replacing Patrick Queen. And they replaced him with a couple of special teams guys. So I think this year what I see from this defense is a much more aggressive defense that has talked about turnovers being more of an emphasis, and they've shown it in practice and in these preseason games as well. So I think this defense, barring health, should be an elite defense this season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
How do they manage constantly having that expectation, as you mentioned, of is this going to be the year that we finally get over the hump and make it to the Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, you know, in terms of like how they manage to always be in that conversation, or how do they deal with it?
How do they deal with it? Asking in the optimism that maybe that'll be Washington's conversation for the next couple of years.
I mean, it's a standard. It's a standard you want to set. You know, this is a franchise that has had great teams, had great, some of the all-time great defenses, first and foremost. And that was during a time where, you know, I think defenses to a degree still win championships, but not as much as they used to because the rules were different. You could do more things defensively than you can now. I think the Ravens, I think it's just them having a standard and sticking to it. They have the consistency at the top of the organization. There's not a lot of turnover from year to year in the front office, or they do lose coaches, and for good reason, because their coaches are good. So teams poach their coaches.
Right.
But they seem to always kind of reload that stable. You move on from Greg Roman, then you go get Todd Monken. Right. I mean, you have the great defensive coordinators that you've had. You go get Mike McDonald, and now you got Zach Orr, who a lot of people are very high on. John has been there forever. You know, it's a foundation. It's a culture that's set. And a lot of these new players that come to the Ravens, they always talk about how it's just different compared to the other places they've been in. And then you add in having, you know, one of the greatest players at the position at Lamar Jackson, and now Derrick Henry. They're a team right now that definitely is going for it. And for a while, or especially during Lamar's rookie contract, they weren't building around him the way that they should have. But I think now they definitely are. And, I mean, they've got one of the best teams in the league right now.
So outside of I talked about Mike Green, will there be any players that play tomorrow that you are anticipating will be significant players when the final 53 is made?
I mean, it depends. The guys like Mike Green, Malachi Starks has played in both of the games, but how much more do you need to see from these guys? That's where I'm at with it. So my gut tells me you won't see them, but if you do, you better be watching from opening kickoff, because they probably aren't going to get more than two drives, realistically, if that. And then there's the history of the field out there. The Ravens have been bitten by that with J.K. Dobbins a few years ago. So this is the last preseason game. They have played three of their starting offensive linemen in the first two preseason games. I would be surprised if that's the case again this time. So I'm thinking it's going to be all young guys, all backups. Like, I don't even think you see Keaton Mitchell play on tomorrow. I really think it'll be a lot of back-end roster guys and a bunch of bubble guys and practice squad guys that you'll see.
Final one here. Cordell Woodland, kind enough to give us some time here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dente sitting in. How's Cooper Rush been? Are they keeping two quarterbacks or three quarterbacks, do you think, when it's cut down day?
Well, I think, you know, In terms of the main roster, they like Leary. Leary was on the practice squad last year. He was their emergency quarterback. Well, no, Josh Johnson was their emergency quarterback last year. But Leary was on the practice squad. So I would anticipate it being similar to that again. In terms of Cooper Rush, he hasn't looked good. And I'm surprised by that. I mean, I've watched enough Cooper Rush from his time in Dallas. And when he's been put out there to start games, he's looked well. He's looked good enough, especially here recently. Granted, he's throwing to, in my opinion, a top five receiver in the league in CeeDee Lamb. As talented as the Ravens are, they don't have a top five receiver in the league out there. But so he hasn't looked good. He's thrown an interception in each of the preseason games. His camp hasn't been great, very turnover prone. But I still tend to believe that if, God forbid, something did happen to Lamar and you needed him for a couple of games, he'll look better than he has when you put Derrick Henry behind him and Mark Andrews and Zay Flowers and Rashad Bateman and all those weapons in the starting offensive line. I think he'll look much better than he has to this point. So I still think he's serviceable. I think he's a subtle upgrade over what Josh Johnson was for them.
Cordell, appreciate the time as always, my friend. Enjoy the game out there tomorrow. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks for having me.
That is Cordell Woodland, covers the Baltimore Ravens for 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. You can hear him as the co-host of The Fresh Take there. He's done a great job giving the up-to-date Ravens stuff after practice. His Twitter, if you're a Ravens fan, at Cordell Woodland, has been fantastic with that. So really happy that he was kind enough to make some time for us here. In about 20 minutes, I got five hot takes for the Commanders season that I want to run by you, and it's going to be your job to tell me if I'm crazy or if I'm on the money with those. So get on the phone lines in 20 minutes at 301-230-0980. But coming up next, we preview college football with my guy Rob Brown from the BetMGM Network and the Fan Upstate in South Carolina. Don't go anywhere. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dende sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.